people with Alzheimer's disease have a tendency to wander, and that number is very high. We know that 6 out of 10 people with the disease will wander. So Arctic temperatures are a deadly threat for people with Alzheimer's disease. We have a lot of things that a caregiver can do at home, but the first thing that we recommend is enrolling in the Medic Alert Safe Return Program. And that is a program where if a person wanders, caregivers first call 911, and then they call the 24-hour emergency response line to report the wandering. This activates a community support network, including all of the Alzheimer's Association local chapters, all of the law enforcement agencies, and this helps reunite the person with a caregiver or a family member. And then with this service, the critical medical information is provided to the emergency responder. So when the person is found, they know all of the medical conditions that are faced by that person who has wandered. It's an easy program to enroll in, and the number to call is 1-888-572-8566. At home, there are lots of things that caregivers can do to really help stop the wandering before it even begins. So, for example, we recommend a lot of safety tips. We recommend the use of night lights that are placed throughout the home and locks that are placed out of sight, like sliding deadbolts that are at the bottom of the doors. We also say that doors can be camouflaged by painting them the same color as the walls. People can also use childproof doorknobs, cover the doorknobs in a material, again, the same color as the walls. You can use a monitoring device that lets the caregiver know when that door has been opened. And you can label all of the doors with signs or symbols to explain the purpose of each room. And secure the trigger items. For example, you know if a person needs a coat or a hat or a pocketbook, keys or wallet. If you make some of those items unavailable, the person who wanders may start looking for that item and forget that he actually was planning to leave the home in the beginning. And then we also recommend pinpointing dangerous areas near the home. So know your surroundings, bodies of water, open stairwells, dense foliage, tunnels, roads that have heavy traffic, and know if that person is right or left-handed, because wandering generally follows the direction of the dominant hand. And then also keep a list of places where the person might wander, like past jobs or former homes, places of worship or restaurants. And we always tell people, if the person wanders, search for only 15 minutes and then call 911 immediately. Report that a person with Alzheimer's disease has wandered. Call him or her a vulnerable adult and tell them that that person is missing, because then a missing person report will be filed immediately and the police will begin to search much quicker. Last year, our Safe Return hotline had over 8,000 distress calls. So this is a crucial concern, and especially this year when temperatures are so bitterly cold.